haven't been on the field together in the preseason, really, as the number one offense yet. How big a deal is that at all?
You know, it is what it is. You know, obviously, if you're not on the field, then you can't practice. So, on that end of it, it's tough because, you know, different guys aren't on the field at certain times due to injuries or due to whatever. But it's something that, you know, every team goes through. Every team in the league has people that are on the field. We're no different. So when everybody is on the field, if that ever happens, you know, to have everybody on there at the same time, you know, that's when you work on stuff. But we've got – that's why you got 50-something men on the roster. So, you know, you just keep it moving.
Hey, Ben, of course Marcus Pollard was let go the other day. You know, there's no Cal Brady on the roster. Are you ready to step up and be that number one tight end? How excited are you looking going into the season and being that number one guy at the tight end position?
Well, I mean, you know, I've been here – this is going on, you know, 5 years, and – you know, we've always played a lot of people, not just at tight end, but at, you know, every other position, you know, obviously other than quarterback. So it's not really a matter of stepping up and being ready to be anything. You know, we all have a role to play. We all have a job to do. And, you know, when it's our turn, when our number's called, then we go out there and play the game.
Ben, do you guys expect to have the same, I would imagine the answer is yes to this, the same philosophy on offense? Or do you think, I mean, it's going to be so tough to repeat the greatest offensive season in NFL history. But you guys aren't going to change the way you do things, are you?
No, I mean, you know, obviously every year is different. And, you know, the coaches approach it in a different way, whether it's changing a few things here and there because it's a different year or, you know, whatever. But, you know, our offense, our philosophy on offense is the same as any other offense. You know, our job is to score points, and the defensive job is to stop us from scoring points. So, I don't think you'll find an offense in America who doesn't want to score points.
I want to ask you the same question we asked Logan Mankins. If there's one guy this preseason that's opened your eyes of the new guys, you know, Victor Hobson, Gerard Mayo, the rookies, is there one guy in practice that you know, really deserves some attention?
That's a good question. I mean, I think the whole, you know, the whole rookie class, I mean, you got the big class, there's a lot of depth there. There's a lot of, you know, good players. And, you know, I think anytime, you know, rookies come in and are able to adapt to the NFL and adapt to, you know, the new system, they should be commended. So, you know, it's hard for me to just pick out one guy. I say, you know, a lot of the guys are playing well, and, you know, they obviously have a long way to go and a lot to learn.
Before we let you go, I was told to ask you that, you know, make sure you watch out for the water in the Dead Sea. It can be deadly to your eyes.
Hey, well, it's too late for that. As long as I didn't drink it, I'm all right.
So people understand what we're talking about. You were fortunate enough, you and your wife, to take a trip to Israel, and you tell the story. You took a little jump into the Dead Sea, right?
Yeah, we did, and the whole thing, you know, the whole group was, like, saying that I wasn't going to float, you know, because I'm 250. And I'm like, I'm going to float. But I wasn't sure myself. So I get in there, and sure enough, I floated. So
yeah, but didn't some water splash in your eye or something, and they said to watch out for that because it's real salty or whatever?
They did say to watch out for that. Who you been talking to, though?
I know.
I know exactly who you were talking to.
Yeah, I know. We'll talk about it later. But they, what I heard, the story I heard, was that you were crying like a baby when that water hit your eye.
Well, I need my eyes now.
I know.
Without my eyes, I'm nothing. So I gotta be able to see my beautiful wife. So, you know.
I'll come clean with you when I see you, Ben.
Hey, Ben, real quickly, I don't know if you know, there's a lot of good products, facial products, that are made from the Dead Sea. They sell a lot of it at the malls. Really good stuff. Have you had a chance to buy some?
He's been in the Dead Sea. That's what he's telling you. Why is he going to go buy the products?
The funny thing is that there are a lot of guys, there are a lot of people who actually were just taking the mud, like, straight out of the straight out of the sea and putting it on themselves. I was like, that's a little bit too much for me. I just want to get in the water just so I can say I've been in the Dead Sea, and then I'm out of there. So, but there are actually people putting mud on their body.
But you did float? That water's so buoyant that you did float? Or you're so
buoyant? Water is so salty, and when you reach down the floor of the Dead Sea, and you with your hand, you pick up big salt crystals. There's just the whole salt everywhere, and there's a lot of sulfur in there. But they did say, you know, that because of the toxicity and all the minerals, you can only stay in there for like 15 minutes, and you got to get out, you know, because it's toxic. So
You know, a year ago you went to see the troops. Last year you went to Israel. I mean, you've done some amazing things in the off seasons, Ben.
Definitely, you know, we You know, my wife and I like to travel. You know, last year, like I said, you know, we went to see the troops a couple years ago. We've been to China, Dubai. You know, we just, you know, like to get up and go, like to go see the world. I mean, there's so much out there. There's so many different cultures. You know, it's great to, it's a blessing to have a job where you get a good chunk of time off. You work hard, but you get a couple months off where you can go to places like that. Right. So I'm thankful for that.
All right, Ben, we'll talk to you down the road.
All right, now.
All right, Ben Watson, Patriots tight end.